Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 19. Now, one of the things that we know about Nehemiah is that he's trying to lead a community of people who are supposed to be bound by faith, supposed to be living by the covenant of God, living in accord with each other. But that's not happening. In fact, there's a great outcry against their fellow Jews because they're being taken advantage of. I mean, there's not enough food. Because of that, people are struggling financially, and so they're going into debt and therefore into bondage. And there's high taxes. And because of the financial situation, the economic injustice that's going on, they're selling the future generation. You know, they're mortgaging their fields and their vineyards. They're mortgaging their homes. They're putting themselves in debt on their own, on the things that would actually provide a future. And they're even having to enslave their children to fellow believers. And what's the response of Nehemiah? He is angry. He has a righteous indignation, a righteous anger, because they are taking unfair advantage of fellow believers. Not that they're supposed to be taking advantage of anyone. And it's unjust. And so he gets them to purchase, you know, he had gone through the whole process of purchasing back Jews that had been enslaved when they got to, you know, to Judah. And now they're going back to it. And the thing to understand and hear this clear, that the root cause of internal conflict within a church and the cause of internal discord is always selfishness. The root cause is always selfishness. And so as Nehemiah is doing this, dealing with this, you know, his first real act is, he said, is that he pondered. Well, to ponder was to pray. And so he thinks and prays before he acts. And then he calls them together, right? And he rebukes them. He rebukes them privately, but he rebukes them nonetheless. And one of the things about a leader is you must have the courage to confront people when they're damaging the community. No one individual is more important than the health of the community. If we as individuals are supposed to contribute to that health, not take it take their health, our health at their expense. And so then in verse, you know, after speaking with them, then he calls together a large meeting and deals with it publicly. And he goes right at them, right? And he goes right at them to challenge their behaviors and what is the motivation. And the thing is that Nehemiah can only ask what he himself is doing, right? Nehemiah didn't use his position to take advantage of others, although he easily could have. Nehemiah instead uses his position to benefit others. And so he's setting the example, and you can only ask what you yourself are doing as a leader. It's why so many leaders fail, is because they will not get in the trenches with their people. They set one law for themselves and another for other people. And that just doesn't work. But here we come back, verse 19, after he, you know, furthermore, you know, he had all these people at their table, comes verse 19. He prays, remember me with favor, my God, for all I have done. And he's constantly praying for God to guide his leadership. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.